Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Who likes online dating?
I wasn't attracted to him, if someone hit on me in public, I'd be like, yes. Oh my God, yes.
Exactly.
Go.
I was like, I must look really cute. Because
that shit confidence is so sexy.
I agree. Yes, exactly.
Even if it's not your perfect type, exactly. That, like, literally, if Blair came up to me and asked me out, I would go even though I'm not attracted to her.
All right.
Hey girl, I'm America's sweetheart and food obsessed junkie, Joey Camasta. They say the quickest way to a loved one's heart is through food. So each week, my guests and I are going to share a spicy hookup story and the meal that was involved. We're going to recreate the dish and the date. Things are going to get hot in here, girl. Okay, girl, this week my guest is Tamar Arslanian, and she's the author of the blog IHaveCat.com and the book Shop Cats of New York. So, Tamar, can I get in your pantry?
Of course you can. Come on in.
Now, I got the information that you were coming, and I was like, your name seems very suspicious. And I said, there's no way that you're going to have that same name as someone that I knew, so it has to be related or know each other. And it turns out I've worked with your sister for many moons.
Which is such a small world.
Mar Arslanian.
Yeah.
And you're Armenian.
Yep.
That's right. Wow. The original Kiki Kardashians.
Yeah. Mardashian, she used to say.
So tell me about your upbringing. Now, you were born in California.
I was born in California. My dad was a student, and I was born in, like, student housing.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I think he was like, oh, shit, how am I going to support this child?
And then you would have a party in Mar.
5 years. We moved to Minnesota, and then she was born in Minnesota. And then I grew up there till 14. And you were saying Minnesota's really cool, but I missed all
the cool
stuff.
I love going to Minnesota.
Growing up, everybody there, there's a lot of Scandinavian, Norwegian
there
people
is?
There. Oh my God, at least in our town.
Oh, yeah. Don't you know?
Don't you know? And my dad worked at St. Olaf College.
Oh, that's where Rose Nyland is.
The Golden Girls, right.
Rose Nyland.
So like I was like, and this, I grew up in this city or this town, I should say. It wasn't even a city. All my friends were these blonde, tall, you know, like skinny, mini, and then there I was with like my Armenian booty, and
right.
I used to cry all the time because that was before all this stuff was cool. Right?
How long did you live there for?
Till I was 14, and then I moved to North Carolina.
Oh,
and I went to college in North Carolina, and then I moved to New York, and the rest is history.
Wow,
yeah,
you're just an all around good time gal.
You met
at a dinner party with my friend.
Absolutely, yeah. Apparently, I told a story that he remembers very vividly that I don't remember telling. But I went with one friend, and then everybody else was a stranger.
In someone's house or in a restaurant?
So it was his house, but he had this gorgeous terrace overlooking Manhattan.
Oh my God,
it was sick.
So you go to these? What kind of service is this?
It makes it sound like I go to these things like on a regular basis. It's like a special occasion.
I know, but I want to learn all about this. I'm intrigued.
So what happened was there's this chef called Mario, and I'm blanking on his last name, but he's an amazing vegan chef.
Uh-huh.
And I found his Instagram because I started an Instagram called Flirting with Vegan because I've sort of been vegetarian a long time, but I'm interested in veganism and vegan food.
I love
food.
It so much. I love doing it. It makes you feel good.
I agree.
And I don't always do it, but I
don't either, I think something's better than nothing.
I agree.
I'm not an all or nothing.
Small steps.
Absolute. 1,000%. I even think Meatless Monday is a good thing.
I love it.
Yeah. A little bit, right?
Yeah. What's Monday and we're going meatless? Unless we get wasted and order Domino's at 3 a.m. But
that could happen.
We'll see what happens.
I mean, the night is young.
Very young. It's still light out.
So I was stalking his Instagram and he was making all these beautiful dishes. And I was like, dude, stop tantalizing me with all this beautiful food.
I'm
like,
when can
I get it? Right? I was like, how can I get it? He's like, well, I have these dinner parties. And then I was like, okay. So then the next time he had one, he invited me. And so, yeah, it's like, I don't know how much it was, maybe $80, but it was this gorgeous dinner. And you meet all these cool people that are vegan for different reasons.
And
or maybe
he,
not
does
even
he curate,
vegan.
Does he curate the list?
I think he does, yeah.
So we have an artist girl here. We have an obsessed cat lady here.
Yeah.
We have this hoe over here.
It was amazing. And his apartment was sick. And his girlfriend was there. And
did you watch the show Search Party?
No.
Oh, my God. It was so good. If you watch Search Party, you know exactly what I'm getting at. It's a scene where there was a cult and it was like some weird fucking shady
just underground
cult.
Just like my dinner party.
So yeah, it has a little bit of either just the idea and the whole dynamic of what it's about. It has this aura of like sex party, like swingers party or cult. Don't you feel that way? I mean, or I'm just thinking too much.
Yeah, I think, well, in this case, I don't know. I think if you, we weren't in that vibe. Like, I didn't see any pineapples.
So now what would you do? Say the party's that everyone's eating their, what kind of food was that? We're eating like a mushroom tartlet?
Yes.
Okay, shit like that.
Basically, yeah, yeah.
And then the wife says, you know, excuse me, I'll be right back. And she's on the kitchen, she comes back in lingerie and starts rubbing your shoulder like, so Tom and I really think that you're something pretty.
I've never been in a menage a trois. I don't know what I would do.
I've been in them, but not like a planned one. It was like more like in a men's bathroom where we're all like jerking off together.
Yeah.
So that, I guess it's a menage a trois. If it's in Moulin Rouge, France.
I always think of it being like, has to be like a boy and a girl or a boy, boy, girl. Maybe not. I'm being
a
very.
A threesome could be anything.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. No, I don't know what I would do. I'm really like, I can get really prudish and like my friends would always make fun of me.
Would you stay because the food was so good? Say this food is like, oh my God, this is fucking amazing. And then like, that'd be the funny thing that would happen to you. And then you're like, oh fuck it. There's three more courses to come. I just got to stick it out for three more courses.
I think I would just like take the food and sit in a corner and eat the food and drink and then let everybody do their thing.
Well, it depends on what it was. If the guys were hot, the guy was hot and you know, I was, you know, having a good stomach day.
Now I'm literally thinking about the people at that dinner party. And so like
did I get finger banged before the third course? I don't remember now.
I don't remember telling some stories. Like, I don't know what happened.
Now, if I had a house, I would do that. I mean, I could have like one-on-one dinners. That's how I trick people into dating me. I was like, you know, you can come over for $80.
We have an $80 prefix.
$80, but it's just you and I.
And then they come in, they're like, where's Ayoko?
That's actually
and
what this is.
And then you lock the door.
That's actually what this is.
Is the door locked?
We're going to Venmo request you after this.
Amazing.
This is actually an intimate dinner party.
I can't wait.
You know, a girl came once to pick up an air conditioner I was selling from Facebook Marketplace. Do you use Facebook Marketplace?
I do.
Isn't that best?
I'm kind of addicted.
It's so, I'm not sure if it's like that everywhere. Like, I would think like in the middle America, like you'd like end up into a meth den, but like, or like buying someone like something that's broken. And in New York City, it's like
it's
the
so
way
amazing.
To go. First of all, because in New York, we have nowhere to put anything.
Exactly.
And so it's either like, we're not like trying to like scam anyone. We literally just want to get the fuck out of our house.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for sure. I don't care how much it was. Get the fuck out of the house. I need to put my business center in. Did you notice the business center?
It's adorable.
It's open 24 hours.
Is it open? Do you have a fax machine?
Yeah, it's there. That's fax.
Oh my God, you literally have a machine that
It has fax capability. I wouldn't be a high-end Airbnb if you didn't have it.
Airbnb.
When I have my friends stay here, it's going to get off topics. Just
that's how it's wild on.
My friends stay here. I made up an opening book thing for the property. Like, you know, when you go on.
Oh, like a guest
when
book.
You check in.
Like a guest.
Do you want me to read it to you?
Yeah. Do they leave comments of like their?
See, here it is. Okay. So this is the note I left for my friends at my apartment when they come to stay.
Oh.
It says, thank you for choosing the Could I Come In quarters. We know that you have options while traveling and we appreciate your business. All amenities throughout the home are completely complimentary, including the beverage cart.
Ooh.
That's there. Our coffee bar features both French press and pour over options. The business center is open 24 hours with a limited use of wireless printer. And I put HP 5000, that's the thing. Both the master suite.
The master suite.
Both the master suite and great room are equipped with Amazon Alexa, cable TV, and all major streaming services powered by Roku. Laundry is on site in the lower.
The great room.
Laundry is on the site on the lower level, literally in the death basement across around the thing.
You're like, take a hatchet with
and
you.
Intimacy kit is available upon request, includes Swiss Navy lubricant and poppers. Fleshlight is available for small service charge.
Stop it.
We hope that you enjoy your stay. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact us. Team members are available 24/7 and for any concerns you may have. And I left the Wi-Fi.
Please tell me that like that's on Airbnb somewhere. So like if somebody wants to rent out your house, that's what they see.
I mean, I don't know if you're allowed. Did you own your home?
No.
Me either.
Who owns a house in New York City?
No one. But so I'm saying,
oh, yeah, you're not allowed to in New York City.
Are you not? Or like, what's my landlord going to say?
I don't know.
I just can't have a bunch of like foreigners outside my door, like with suitcases and like everything saying like.
Or partying. So if they party, all your neighbors.
So they know they're here like visiting from abroad.
Right.
You know what I mean? With like in the suitcase coming in and out, like with maps, like in the hallway. Like if someone's like from here, like, you know, not going to be like suspicious.
Mm.
But I can't have like a family of European travelers here.
Like one of those comedy cars where like people just keep pouring.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because that's like obvious. But if you have like, you know, like one random chick here for a business meeting, like no one's gonna know.
Right, right. But this was just your friends, right?
These were just my friends.
I want you to post that on Airbnb. That would be amazing.
But I'll stay.
Did you write that? You're a really good writer.
Thank you. I'm a comedy writer.
But you're really good writer.
I do think this is jokes. Like if I had to write a real paper, I would be, you know, shit of luck.
Like if I hadn't seen your apartment and I just listened and just listened to that, I would picture like this amazing house.
Yeah, and then you come
and it's
here.
An amazing, adorable apartment, but I would.
But that's the shit they do on Airbnb.
Exactly, and yeah, they're like
the
quaint,
great room,
quaint, cozy, yeah. Rustic.
Rustic. Yeah. Yeah, that means you have to like hold the wall up,
right.
If you don't want to collapse.
You
on
can't like pee and do something else at the same time. Like two people can't be in the yeah. Amazing. That was really good.
Thank you. Have you sat in the toilet and were able to wash your hands at the same time in New York City?
I can, but it would be like to my right. Yeah, absolutely.
It sucks here.
It's really, everything's yeah, really
the small. Housing, affordable housing sucks
right.
here.
But I do hate when you see a TikTok or something and they're showing like
those 13-year-old girls.
In Texas, I could buy a mansion for $3,000 a month. Yeah. Well, then be in Texas then.
Yeah.
Just like,
it's not New York.
We don't want to be there. There's a reason. Like, it's a trade-off, right?
Well, you know what the best part of New York is? And I'm for us both, because we're both cat lovers, and that's, I want to, an interlude to your book.
Yeah. There's cats everywhere.
Cats everywhere. And they're friendly.
Oh, my God.
Bodega
yes.
cats. So in New York, if you don't know, we have Bodegas, which is a corner store, which is a...
Like a
deli.
Like it's like a deli meets 7-Eleven, but teeny and...
Yeah, and bomb and pop owned. So yeah. It's like... And they're on every corner. They're called Bodegas, and that's what we have here. But every bodega has a cat.
Yeah.
Because of the mice.
Yeah.
And that's the best part of our lives, because you go to the bodega and you say hi to the cats and they come up to you. And they're known as the real managers of all
right,
the bodegas.
Right.
In New York, which I think is hysterical. Now, so now you...
And you can't complain if they're like on your loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Like you're just like, excuse me, may
the
I...
The cleaners have a world of other stores. And now you wrote the book, Shop Cats in New York. Is it primarily bodega-based?
No. So it's a bodega-based book. No, actually, we didn't include bodega cats because it's like controversial a little bit. Because of the fact that they're used to catch the mice, there's this controversy like, are they well taken care of? Is it just like people using these animals but not taking care of them? So we kind of wanted to avoid the controversy.
Tell me about, do you have a copy on you?
I should have brought one.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Shakes Vistanera.
Tell me about all the books. I need to get a copy.
Yeah, you have to. It's really, well, so the whole premise was like, there's so many animals in shelters, and it was kind of like, the idea, like the bodega cat and stuff,
is
like...
Is ASPCA barbaric, or is that a good thing?
I mean, I think they spend a lot of money...
Is that a local chapter to New York?
No, I think...
They're everywhere?
They're everywhere, but they're all called... There's like different... They're not together. Like even though there's like the ASPCA or the PCA or SPCA...
This
like,
means everyone... My crusaders are usually drunk and passed out.
Oh.
That means it's like it's an organization that takes care of
like
animals and like gives them, fixes them up and sells them.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's controversial. They're controversial. It's interesting you asked about that because I think their executives get paid a lot of money. So I'm not sure the money is being used the best way possible. Like if you go on Charity Navigator and stuff, I don't think they have a good grade.
My friend worked there. I had two friends that worked there.
Did they like it? What'd they say?
Well, my one friend, she liked it because she got out of the house and she got to touch cats. And she was like a front desk girl.
Okay.
So I don't think she was corporate.
Right.
And then there's another friend that I know that is like high up in it, but I don't know what they're doing with it. But it just seems that way. It seems anytime there's what is the word I'm looking for? Capital and
opportunity,
charity
yeah.
and like at the same time.
There's always
am I a wizard?
Yeah, you are. It's always like corruption, right? It's like inevitable.
You know what I mean?
It's
never inevitable.
Pure.
It's inevitable.
Yeah, it's
like,
never
I would,
pure.
Like, I would want you to be my cat lady.
Oh.
That like to distribute some. Should we start our own?
That distributes
should
the cats.
Should we start our own menage
like
a trois orgy? Menage a trois Airbnb.
But you get
orgy,
a cat on the way out.
But it's this, she still has to pay the $80 cover charge for the meal I'm going to serve.
But you get a cat on the way out.
Yeah.
You get to pick a cat of your choice.
Or you can stay and get your pussy eaten out in the bed, in the back room.
Yeah, it's a choice.
You choose. It's a regular old Sophie's choice.
It's a choose your own adventure.
Yes, just come on in. We have a lot of business sense. We should be writing this down.
You're very entrepreneurial.
Yes.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.
And do you do, like, I know you do comedy. Like, do you do stand-up comedy?
No, I've never done it. Not once.
Do you want to?
I would love to, but that's, like...
terrifying?
Yeah, I'd have to go to therapy before I can unpack all the fears I have about it.
I think a lot of people do it, and they're pretty terrified.
It's,
I bet,
terrifying.
You feel really good, though.
You know, because when I'm on, but, like, I think when I'm told to do something, you saw when I got here, I was supposed to read a two-sentence line. Okay, girl, this week my guest is Tom R. Alistair. Tom R., author of the book iCavCat.com and the book Shop Cats of New York. I'm gonna do it one more time. Okay, girl, this week my guest is Tom R.
Drink some water. You're parched.
And I was like a fucking babbling
mess. Well, that's
mess.
Because it's like, it's different when you have to like recite lines, right? You have to memorize them.
But isn't that what you have to recite the same jokes?
I think you kind of have like a loose vibe. You're like, I'm going to tell that joke. And then it's not like word for word, I have to say these words. You can go with the flow, I think.
Well, there's a place up here called DTNT.
Yes. Is it like a coffee shop?
Yes. It's my favorite place ever. It's a real friends coffee shop.
I've never been.
Oh my God, we should go. It's around the corner from my house. It's called Downtown Uptown. DTUT.
Do they do stand-up?
Yes, they have a stand-up night. They did pre-pandemic.
So you could do that.
Well, I went there and I sat there and I never put my name down, but I sat and watched by myself at the bar and I was like, okay, I could do this. These people suck. I could do it. I could
exactly.
Do it. And I wrote a little thing on my phone. So I'm going to do it, but like I would like to do like coffee shops, open mic before and then I have to like slowly deep into
it. And don't tell anyone you know. Like just do it. Right.
Yeah.
Just don't tell anyone you know so that they don't show up. But then you'll be like, that would be stressful.
No, for sure. So but I've been dying to do it. And that place is just so cute because you can sit there. People just work from there. And there's like, it's, you know, full coffee shop during the day. And then at night, they just start selling alcohol.
I love stuff like that. But I feel like there's not enough places like that.
It's so good. It's nice and roomy. There's couches. There's banquettes. There's like little stuff for everything.
And I think it's been around for a really long time.
Yeah, I think so. It's just, it's such a cool place to go. That's where we can start recruiting our cult victims.
Yeah, exactly.
For
our dinners.
We should also sell,
quote unquote, dinners.
We should also sell LuLaRoe leggings while
they're here. Oh my God, I'm watching that documentary now.
Isn't that good?
It is, but they're so ugly.
I know. Did you watch the one with the girl who has the crazy big hair and she's a holy roller? She sells like it's a god and a diet plan mixed together.
What? No.
Oh my God.
It's a different documentary.
It sounds like Tammy
there
Faye Baker.
Is.
Oh my God!
Look
it looks
hair.
Like she looks insane.
That's her real hair. It's called The Way Down, and it's about there she is.
She looks exactly like that drawing. She looks crazy.
So she.
You know what they say: the higher the hair, the closer to God.
That's what it is.
Right.
So she does a whole other pyramid scheme about losing weight, but. We'll do that another day. So now you have your book. We trashed the ACPCA.
You're going to get me in trouble.
We've offended how many groups of Europeans?
Yeah.
Now, what is... Tell me about the book. And what you didn't do bodegas, but you did do...
No, I was in my neighborhood. There were like... there's like a wine store cat and like a Pilates studio cat and like a bike shop cat. So I'm like, has anyone ever done a book about this? And I Googled it, and the only book was like from the 70s with like black and white pictures.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is an idea.
And did you interview the cats and like have a little story about each
one? I did. I interviewed the cats.
Did you say like, this is Whiskers and she's you know, she's been in the neighborhood for a while.
So I would interview like the store owner or whoever brought them in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you find a little bit about each cat with
exactly.
a picture.
And I think exactly. There's like a story. And the idea is like, you can have a cat in a business and it's not like an inhumane thing because they actually get a lot more stimulation than a lot of house cats.
Yes, of course. There's new people coming in and out. They're seeing things. There's interaction. Yeah.
But a lot of places like the ASPCA won't adopt out to businesses. They'll only adopt to home. Like their definition of a home is like very traditional.
Yeah.
So it has to be like an apartment or a house. So I think my idea.
That's Trump's America.
Well, there you go. But wait, had you ever had cats?
I'm fucking obsessed with cats. And I never have. Now, I'm not supposed to have any animals in the building here.
Neither am I.
You're not? So then there's a sign that said no pets, but I know that people have pets because I've been nosy. I've been in my apartment for like six, five years.
You probably see like the Chewy boxes getting delivered.
I just know what's up. And I already found there's a dog living two doors down the same building. It's, we were all one big building.
How can you have a dog and nobody knows? A cat's easier to hide. But
her name's Delilah. I met her on the street the other day. The dog.
Not the human.
No. And then, so I know there's cat, they're animals. So I definitely could, I don't know if I can sneak a dog in, like they might get complaints, but they could, I could definitely have cats. So there's a sign that said no pets. And I got so angry about it. I was like, don't tell me what the fuck to do. And I ripped it down in one of my rages.
So now it doesn't count.
Now
we can have cats.
Now we can have cats.
You can have cats. No. So I had mine. There's like, you're not supposed to say grandfathered in because that's not PC anymore.
Oh, I don't care.
But you know what I mean? But anyway, that, so you can get grandfathered in. Like if you have a cat and nobody complains and you don't hide the cat after like three months
or 6 months.
What will
they do? They'll charge you when you leave or they're going to charge you extra a month?
No, I guess they'd make you leave. But if they don't say anything and the cat's been there for like 3 months or 6 months, they're grandfathered in, they can't do anything.
How do they know? How does the landlord know? This is
that's
really,
what
this
I'm
is,
saying.
This is why I was really excited for you to come today because I wanted you to convince me that I can get, like, basically, I wanted to leave today with me having two cats in here.
I think, well, we can make that happen. Oh we should get.
I can't have, we can't just have one cat. Do you agree?
Well, I think it depends. If it's a kitten, you need two. Because they're like, they're so high energy.
And they don't know anyone else. No. The only person that speaks the language.
That's true. I never thought of that.
They have no one to talk to.
But if they're older, there's some cats that want to be alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I never thought.
So yours says no cats. You said fuck police.
Do you know that cats only meow to humans? They don't meow to each other. So it's like they've learned that that's how you get like a human's attention. So each other, they like make other sounds. They growl. They hiss. But they don't meow to each other to communicate.
Well, the more you know.
The more you know.
The more you know. So you have two cats. Now you said fuck the police and I'm going to have two cats.
And a foster. I have two cats and a foster.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
What are their names?
Kip is 19.
What are their pronouns?
He, him. I haven't asked Hattie.
Well,
so I don't
it may
know.
Be too late.
I don't want to.
She'll write a blog on you on TikTok. You'll get canceled.
I'll get canceled. Yeah. Exactly.
Is your my apartment's not, so, it's quaint. Even though we're in the great room, it's not that great. Where would you put the litter box? In my tub?
I think
in the business center.
Drill into the cabinet and like put a litter box.
Well, then I'm going to have to, you know, get a permit. Okay, so we just took a short break and we have a shocking intervention. What was it called?
A developing story
in the home. The Kodak Common Quarters Airbnb Bistro dinner pop-up dinner party cult home
sex party
and cattery is now infested with a new friend. There's a mouse in the house.
Because we were talking about cats. The mouse got freaked out.
I gotta see it. Now one of the ladies that work here in the home, one of my staff saw it climb from under the fridge in the middle of the great room and then run back under the fridge. Now, just want to put that out there. So I know that we're not allowed to have pets. So if my landlord is listening, I did not choose this pet. And now he's been grandfathered in.
He's been grandfathered in.
Yeah, so he can't get rid
of
that.
But also now you really need a cat.
I know. So now I heard the story about you. Now, are you a hypochondriac?
I didn't think I was, but I think when it comes to STDs, I am.
Yeah.
Specifically.
I think so as well.
And it's been like a lifelong thing. Before we get to the story, I have to tell you another quick story.
Do it. I'll be honored.
I went to college in the late 80s, early 90s, and like AIDS was a thing, right? So all full disclosure, he's looking for the mouse, by the way. He's looking for the mouse. Full disclosure, I hadn't had sex yet when I was in college. I was a late bloomer.
Me too. I was 22 when I
really?
Had sex. Butt sex. Yeah.
Butt sex. How about regular sex?
Well, girls? I never was with a woman, so it was...
Oh, okay.
It was
just right away into...
Yeah, I've done blowjobs since I was, you know, the family picnic of 09, but... How old would it be in
1909. So I donated blood in college and it was like a Friday. And you know, back then no one had a cell phone. It was like a landline and you would go home. There was like an answering machine. You're like, beep, one message, blah, blah. So it was like Friday night and I get home and they're like, it's the Red Cross calling. Tamar, we'd like you to call us on Monday, please. And I'm like, I have AIDS.
Oh my God.
I've never had sex, but yes. I have AIDS.
Yes.
I literally thought I had AIDS. Monday comes 100%. Around. I'm like cold sweating all weekend.
No, you're dead.
I'm dead. I have AIDS. How am I going to tell my parents? I haven't had sex. I have AIDS. So then Monday comes around and they're like, we noticed you didn't put a middle name in the...
Oh my God.
I'm like all weekend.
That's how it was. I never had sex yet at this point. Even I like maybe gave a blowjob or something like that. And then my parents got like new health insurance. So we all have blood tests.
And you're like traumatized.
Not for HIV. I think it was just blood work.
Right.
In the kitchen, lady came, poked our fingers and whatever. I guess it means you're blood types.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. We were like, I was like 15. I was like, I would, every time I'd come home from school, I'd be like, I'd be praying to God at school, like praying and praying. And I'd come home in a cold sweat every day and like waiting to like for them to sit and bring it up or say something. Like, and that went on for months. I was too scared.
You have chlamydia.
I was scared to tell, not even that. I thought I had AIDS. I was scared to tell my parents that I was even thinking about it. So I didn't want to put it in the universe. But I was like inconsolable for months and months and months. And like, I was never like even asked like, oh, so what happened with that?
Right, right. There?
And like back then, it was like people would rather not know than no, because exactly. Their lives would be ruined either way.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
And it was on the news. Anyway, we all thought we could get AIDS.
And I used to, you know, I still when I started becoming sexually active in 1904, I was fucking terrible, like terrified. Like I would put like, I would like be hooking up with guys and make them wear condoms when I give them blowjobs.
I don't blame you.
Because I brushed my teeth too hard. I was bleeding a little bit. Now do I?
Exactly.
Now this guy, do I fucking have it?
Right, we didn't know.
It still cripples me to this day. I mean, I know now there's like pills people can take to like prevent
Isn't
and stuff
that
like that.
Isn't that insane?
I know, but it's like I tried to go on. My doctor says, "Joey, you haven't had sex in 2014." He's like, "Why do you want to take that?" That's a true story.
No, stop it.
I haven't had sex in 2014.
Oh my God. Really? Mm-hmm. You beat me.
It was German,
and I thought I was bad. So the first time I did have sex,
yeah,
I was with this guy for a while. It had been a few months, whatever. Sweetest
you were
guy
sharing
in the
needles,
world.
You
we were sharing needles. It was fine. We were giving each other tattoos
with
the same needle.
Wounds. Yeah,
exactly. And then I literally, before we could have sex, I told him that he needed to get an AIDS test. I mean, it was still the 90s.
Oh, before you do it.
Or maybe it was 2000. Before we do it.
Oh, right.
I was like, you need to get an AIDS test.
Yeah.
I'm clean. I'm
no,
a
that,
virgin.
That happened before.
Right? I'm like, I'm a virgin. I want to make sure. Like, first time you have sex, you get AIDS. So he's like, I went to the doctor. Everything's fine. I'm like, well, I need to see the results. He's like,
yes.
He was like, what?
Can you get a notary public, please?
He literally, I was like, I made him like go to the doctor, photocopy the file.
Stop, I was doing the same thing.
He like brought me like a mimeograph or whatever the fuck it was.
And
poor guy. That's so romantic.
But did you still second guess that there was a fake document?
You know, I didn't because we would. But not then. Not in the 2000s. There was no Google.
Yeah. You couldn't Google like pre-done letter.
Well, I had a friend who, his girlfriend told him he was pregnant and showed a test. And he went on Google and Googled pregnancy test. And it was like the first image that came up.
Oh my God.
I was like, I would have never thought of that. Also, who picks the first image?
Yeah. You have to scroll down.
That was like poor plan. Go to page 2 because nobody ever goes to page 2.
Switch the names around. I know it's terrifying thing, but like, you know, thank God I'm not promiscuous anymore. I don't have to worry about it. But now this, we're going to talk about your dating history. Now you had a date and we're going to make the meal that went with it.
Okay. Excellent.
Are you single now?
I am single as a Pringle.
Do you identify as heterosexual?
I do identify as cis.
Cis, yeah. Cisgendered.
Yeah.
She's a cisgendered white female.
I'm very like...
Not a great time in history for you.
I know, I was just going to say.
Okay, girl.
Being a male cis
at least I got,
is
at least
probably
I,
the only thing worse than
at least
this.
I got obesity and faggotry going for me.
I'm not hip.
A little bit of something.
And we're from the fucking, 1900s.
Yeah. We are drinking Messy Mama Chardonnay from Nicole Snoopy Paluzzi. Snooky Paluzzi. Try it out.
I'm very excited.
This is Tantrum Chardonnay, and it's available at messymama.com. It's an unoaked Chardonnay.
It's very unoaked Chardonnay, which I want to find out if it's a steel barrel Chardonnay.
I believe it is.
It's definitely fuller than what we were drinking before.
Correct.
But it's dry,
yeah.
Which I like.
So now we're going to make this dish that you had. It's a classic lemon spaghetti. It's good because we are both kind of doing Meatless Monday.
Today's Monday.
And for this recipe, what you're going to need is lemons, spaghetti, Parmesan cheese, olive oil, salt and pepper, basil, just basic pantry ingredients. And I'm going to add a little bit of butter into it because everything's better with butter.
I agree. At the end, I feel like when you're mixing it together, right?
Yeah.
A little pat of butter.
I'm going to get you a grating station.
Okay.
Because we have to grate this.
I'll be the sous chef.
Because we have to grate this Parmesan.
And this is going to take me back to my date. Is that what we're mentally I'm going back
yes.
in time?
Yes. You made this for a guy.
No, he made it for me. That's
he
why
made this
I don't
for
know.
You.
It.
So you had this
that's
on
That's why I don't know the recipe.
Okay, good. But did he get in your pants? We'll
no,
get there.
That's a story in and of itself.
Okay. So we're going to get there. So first what we're going to do is we're going to start grating this cheese.
I need about
just do as much as you want. I would do it on the fine side.
On the fine side?
That there.
It's going to melt anyway though. Oh no, okay. I don't want to mess with you. I'm going to do it.
So
I'm going to do what I'm told.
So a guy made this for you.
A guy made this for me on a first date, a first and last date.
Oh.
So I was walking through Union Square, as
uh-huh.
one does.
As one does.
As one does. And all of a sudden, this guy came up to me and he's like, hey, you're really cute. Are you seeing anyone? And he didn't look crazy. I don't even remember if that was the exact word, but he didn't look crazy. He was like a normal white guy. I mean, generic white guy. And we were talking. I was like, no. He's like, well, can I get your number? He's like, and I was like,
could I get into your number?
But I was like, could I get into your number? But I was like, how refreshing to meet someone organically in real life. I was like, you know, I have to give this guy a shot because that takes balls.
It does take balls.
And how nice to not do it online, because I just fucking hate, who likes online dating?
I would, if attracted to him, if someone hit on me in public, I'd be like, yes. Oh my God, yes,
exactly.
Go.
I was like, I must look really cute today. Because
that's your confidence is so sexy.
I agree. Yes, exactly.
Even if it's not your perfect type, exactly. That, like, literally, if Blair came up to me and asked me out, I would go even though I'm not attracted to her.
All right. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
No, so of course I was like, amazing. So I was like, let's meet at this, you know, so like a week goes by, whatever. He texts me, blah, blah, blah. We decide to meet at my like local Mexican place where I take all the dates. So they all know like, oh, she's on a date. Like it's another one. We're there. We have drinks. We're having fun, blah, blah, blah. He seems normal. And I'm like, well, let's get something to eat. And then this is like when the bad signs start to happen. He looks at the menu. He's like, well, yeah, it's really expensive. And I was like, oh God, here we go. Like cheap. Skateville. And I'm like, oh God, I'm like too old for this shit.
Did he have drinks at the bar?
Yes, we had drinks.
Did he pay for those?
Yeah, I think
See, that's where he cuts off. He's like, you know what?
But he still wanted to hang out. And I'm like, come on. He's like, I'll make you dinner. And I was like, all right, it's lame that he doesn't want to spend the money, but it is kind of cute that he wants to make me dinner. And I'm also stupid for bringing a guy into my apartment who I just met in Union Square.
Right.
Like when you stop to think about it, you're like, I'm not so, how have I not been killed yet? Like, put in a white windowless van and like.
Yeah, and you woke up with an ice bath and your kidneys removed.
Oh, wait a minute. Do you listen to true crime?
I don't listen to true crime because I like to watch true crime though, and I love it. I have such a thing of serial killers, or not serial killers.
It's fascinating.
No, I want to have fun. I want to fuck them. I think some of the hottest guys I see.
No,
disgusting.
Well,
not,
you're thinking of Ted Bundy.
No, well, he's hot too. But this was like.
He's like the hottest.
More regionally. More. Oh, yeah, he was the.
Was he the most eligible?
No, more recently, like on the old Netflix was just like, for, like Lacey Peterson's husband.
Scott Peterson.
It has nothing to do with them killing people. I liked them before. Like I just see their picture. I don't know what they did. And I think they're hot. Scott Peterson, hot.
Chris Watts,
fucking hot. Ronnie Laundrie, fuck me in the pussy.
Ew, he's so ugly. He's so generic. Right in the pussy. He's so generic white boy.
Yeah. Fuck me right in the pussy.
You're basic. Love you're a him. Basic bitch.
Yeah, I love it. I like a basic serial killer. What was his name?
You know what's really funny? Joshua?
Perfect.
I have him in my phone, so I would have to double check, but it says like Josh Union Square, because that's the only thing I could remember. It's funny that we're talking about an uncorked Chardonnay. You can tell I'm un-oaked, uncorked.
Unhinged.
Still an unhinged Chardonnay. Because I, like an idiot, like order like an expensive $30 bottle of unoaked Chardonnay. And while he's making, so he goes out to the grocery store and he buys all the shit to make the lemon pasta.
You stay at the house?
At my house.
Oh, he hits your house to cook?
Yeah. Because it was around the corner. This is why I'm like, how am I not dead yet?
We don't know that he has a house himself, though.
Yeah, it's true. We don't know that we don't know.
Right.
So he makes me this dish, and it was amazing. And then he spends the night. But here's the weird part. He wouldn't let me touch his dick.
What?
He's like, if you do, he wanted to like touch me, but he didn't want me to touch him.
Was he trying to be like, oh, I'm a gentleman, I'm not gonna have sex with
you?
No,
he was like, I'll get too excited. I think he had a micro penis.
Oh, he never saw the dick.
He never saw the dick.
You know, I had a baby carrot once.
Really?
It says a baby carrot, exact size.
No.
I felt hung like a horse, let me tell you, sister.
But I'm just saying this, because what other reason could there be? He slept with his shorts and underwear on.
And you were reaching around for the dick?
Yes!
On top of the shorts.
And he was like, he kept pushing my hand away. I'm like, that's sus.
Sus.
It's sus, but do you want to hear the next level paranoia?
Yes.
And he left the next day and I was walking to work.
You got an AIDS test.
I got it. You don't touch his dick. But also, I went to, so there's like an HIV clinic on 23rd Street between like 5th and 6th that Elton John funded.
Yes.
And I went there and I'm like, I think I need PEP or PrEP or whatever the fuck.
What? You didn't touch him though.
I don't know.
Is this for real?
It's for real.
You thought you had
it. Ask my sister.
You thought you had it.
I don't know why I was like, I think I could have.
Because he could have fucked you in your sleep while you were sleeping. Or, you know, just an open wound.
My sister's like, you're not that fertile.
You have a hangnail?
My sister's like, you're not that fertile now. You don't have to worry.
I cannot believe. So you got a pregnancy and an AIDS test.
I did the thing. I got an AIDS test. I talked to a counselor.
Stop! What did they say to you?
She kept a straight face.
Like, ma'am, you realize you didn't have penetration.
No, I was like, I know I'm crazy, but...
And she goes, no, there's no crazy questions.
So, yeah, exactly. And then I had to take the regimen of drugs for like...
You took the PrEP drugs? Yeah. The anti-AIDS drugs? But did the lady know you didn't have sex with him?
I told her, yeah. I think his penis may have like laid by my leg. I don't know.
So, there's a drug that you can take. It's like the morning after pill for HIV and AIDS. So like...
You have to take it for like a week.
Yeah, the gays have been taking it for years. So if you have a whoops-a-daisy, like, oh... Oopsie.
Or if you don't and you're paranoid.
This is a cycle of drugs. Basically, it's like the morning after pill for HIV.
And it kills it, right?
And it kills it before it can kill you.
You're burning it. It's burning, Joey.
What's burning?
The little lemon.
That's not lemon. That's black pepper.
Oh. I'm drunk. I barely have, again, one glass of wine. Thank you. As Blair hands the water to me that I'm calling wine. So I'm like, it's burning!
So in this pan, I have a pan going. My spaghetti has already been cooked and off the pot, off the water. I had to do that because it gets too hot.
He sautéed some lemon.
Some lemon zest, some lemon
pepper.
Juice, olive oil, and butter, and pepper.
Because butter makes everything better.
Yeah. And we're doing almost vegan. We're not doing full
right.
vegan.
So. When do we put the cheese in?
After the pasta goes in.
Okay. Oh, wait. When does the basil? Is that just on top?
That's a garnish. I can already smell the basil. I can already smell.
You're drunk, too.
Yeah. I can already smell this lemons.
I called the guy from the CVS.
From prison.
And he thought I was crazy. And I asked him when's the last time he got an AIDS test. And he thought I was insane.
Because you didn't have sex.
We didn't have sex. So because this was me walking on the way to work. And then I give myself this anxiety attack. And I walk into Walgreens. And then I'm calling Planned Parenthood. I'm trying to find, but I call him. Because I'm like, let me just call him. I think he thought he was,
are you
I was
medicated
psycho.
Or no?
I am.
I am too.
I am. Who isn't? We're in New York City.
So depending on how much lemon, this is the coming.
And this guy made a pretty good pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because what's good about it is pantry ingredients, you can do it to taste.
This is something that's so easy to make, you don't have to go to the grocery store.
Yeah. And you do it to taste. If you like more lemon, add more lemon. If you like more pepper, add more black pepper. And it's about the marriage of pasta water and the cheese.
Why is pasta water so magical?
Because it has starch in it and it binds. You know how, like, you know when you make a roux or you make any kind of sauce that's luscious? Like a macaroni and cheese or a bechamel, you have to mix flour and water.
Right, right.
Flour and butter, fat and water.
Right.
Yeah, fat and
it's so funny though,
flour.
Because back in the day, I used to, and apparently Gordon Ramsay says this too. He says to put olive oil on your noodles when you're done with them.
No, don't do that.
But that's what he says. And that's what I used to do. And if you do that, then you can't get that same emulsion.
You can't because the sauce gets, it's almost like filling your pores and then it can't absorb anything. It's like putting a condom on your spaghetti. You can't get pregnant then.
It's like putting primer on your skin. Doesn't go in.
All right. So, and then you can add more lemon. You can add whatever. So basically you just need pasta water, cheese, butter, and and spaghetti.
I'm shocked it doesn't have garlic in it.
We could, do you want to put garlic?
Yeah, do you want to?
Yeah, why not?
Let's put a little garlic. Garlic's like delicious. Who doesn't like garlic?
Yeah.
I like that. See, I'm not usually very freewheeling when I cook. I'm usually very like rigid with my...
Oh, no, I'm not.
Recipes.
I literally dump like whatever alcohol I'm drinking into the cup.
Oh, wine would be good in it.
Yeah, let's do wine.
Let's put a little wine in it. Can I put a little wine?
Wait till I use the glaze. Hold on.
It's too late. I did it.
All right, good. I'm not going to put...
I literally had one glass of wine and I'm drunk.
That's that Snooki Chardonnay we're drinking.
It's the Snooki Chardonnay.
I'm doing a whole clove and I'm going to take it out because...
I don't think I'm gangster enough for Snooki.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't know. I feel like she's the OG. I'd like to meet her, but I would be afraid.
You have to. It'd be fun. No, we love cats. You know what I mean?
Does she love cats?
That garlic made the dish. Smell it?
It does, right?
Snoopy and I, when she was pregnant and we were going to LA for work a lot, we couldn't go to bars and stuff because everyone would see her drink. Pregnant.
Right, which is which they do in Europe.
Yeah, no, I mean, it wasn't that, but so we didn't have to find this entire time. So there's cat cafes all over LA.
Oh, you guys went to cat cafes?
We went to cat cafes all day long. We went to like every day we'd go to like two
Amazing.
Or three of them.
Amazing.
They are so fun.
I love cats. So here's the thing I used to talk about in my book, which is interesting because I don't know how it works when you're gay, but all right. I think it's hilarious that men are almost like vilified for loving cats. And it's always like, oh, it has to be a dog, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But it's so funny because the qualities that they like in a dog, like the loyalty and the unconditional and the clinginess and all, that's what they don't want in a woman.
Right.
So I've never understood why. It's like you don't want it in a woman, but you want it in this animal.
Well, that's
the loyalty and the intensity and they always want to be.
Yeah, you have something in your blog you were saying that like if you show your women, there's like, it's almost like a death sentence.
Okay, so you got to tell the people what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. So now I have my lemon juice, my pasta water, black pepper and butter and a little garlic clove in here. And we're going to finish cooking the pasta in the water and slowly add Parmesan cheese.
Can I sprinkle some?
Yeah, sprinkle some now.
And I put a little wine when I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, no, a little wine is good. You can glaze the pan with that. Oh, this is looking good. And it's all about massaging it in and constantly stirring and emulsifying and using that pasta water to blend with the cheese to get that luscious, creamy, unctuous kind of
unctuous
silky
is like,
texture.
Good, that's like an SAT word.
Unctuous sounds like an STD.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
So what?
Oh, more cheese. Okay.
We need to use this whole thing.
The whole block?
Why not?
Why didn't you tell me? I would have grated more.
No, I could do it right here. It smells very fruity.
Need, but do we need more lemon?
We're going to taste it. And we're going to keep going. We need to get that luscious thing going here.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. I don't think we need the whole block.
No.
It's already delicious.
All right, good. I just got to get it nice and silky now.
It is really
so
good.
So you said I need to... where is
I hate to ask you this. I am insane, but he thought I was crazy. But I still have his number in my phone. What if we should call him?
We should invite him over to the dinner
party. We should call him.
Will he pay $80 for lemon spaghetti? Oh, he already made it. He knows how to make it, so we can't spook
exactly.
It. We can't, like, trick
wouldn't
him.
Work. He probably wouldn't answer my phone call. He'd probably think it was like a...
Another AIDS call. Like, man, have you been... Have
no,
you
I was going to say...
Feminine itching?
He'd probably think it was like a robocall or, you know.
Yeah. You know what also would be good on this? A little toasted breadcrumb.
Oh, really? Okay.
Have you had it?
No.
Should we throw capers in here?
Yes. We should throw capers in there. That's such a good idea.
Should we throw that mouse that's haunting my house in here?
Do you want to put some turd in there?
Yeah.
A sprinkling of mouse turds?
So this is like basically like a lemon cacio e pepe.
It is. I never thought of it that way.
Cheese and
cacio e pepe is hard to make. Don't you feel like it always like gets gloopy?
Well, yeah, you have to know your ratio of pasta water to cheese.
Or is it the moving all the time? Is that what does it?
Yep, that's what we're doing. We're creating a glossy emulsion.
Oh yeah, look, there was so, I was actually in my mind thinking there was too much water, but he proved me wrong.
Okay, so now this is getting really nice. We're gonna wait till a second until it thickens up. We're gonna top with some fresh basil.
Smells so good.
And then we're gonna have a taste test.
Yay!
This smells so good.
Amazing.
Okay, this smells delicious in here.
And Joey, I just asked you if you eat gluten because you put gluten-free breadcrumbs in here.
They're crunchier.
No, but we're eating pasta, so obviously you
Yeah, gluten, but... no, but gluten-free, like, I love gluten-free chips, crackers, and breadcrumbs.
What made you think of breadcrumbs in pasta?
Because it gives it a nice crunch, you'll see.
You could sell that for like $30 a plate.
It's so good.
I like the crunch. Look, oh, my... I like the heat. He put a little heat.
Oh, heat. You can also use, if you like anchovy, a little anchovy beforehand with the lemon. It's so good in here. Mm. This is really good.
Do you use the anchovy paste?
No, I would use the filet. Like little filets just when you put the garlic and oil in.
Really?
And chilies. And it melts away. You don't even taste it.
When it melts away, I like it like that, like in Caesar salad and stuff. Yeah, but I don't like it when it's like pieces of anchovy.
It melts. This is good. Mmm. I would definitely let you touch my dick.
After really?
Yeah.
Will you let me touch your
dick? Yeah.
Unlike Joshua?
Yeah.
I feel bad not sharing it with your staff.
I love this idea. It's so simple. That he just, you know, it's something very uncharacteristic of a gentleman nowadays, a modern gentleman. Saw a pretty girl. Okay, confidence. He approached you, bonus points. And then, how romantic. I mean, even though he's being cheap.
Right.
He still made you a meal.
He went out to get fresh basil and lemon.
Did something impressive and that stuck with you.
Yeah.
And he made a mark on you. He didn't make a mark on your T-cell count, though.
He did not. Or my vajayjay.
Well, maybe another time. I mean, we don't know what it is, but we'll have to follow up with him next time and see. Maybe we can get him on the show, on the program.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can.
From his side.
And I'll make this. And then we'll get him in the menage a trois. We'll sell him a little lemon, a little row. We'll get him to lose weight for God. And he'll catch the mouse for me. Well, Tamar, this has been lovely. Mm-hmm. I can't thank you enough. I want to finish eating this. We're going to drink the snooky wine. And then we're going to start our cult.
Amazing.
Yep. Well, I can't thank you enough for joining me on Could I
Get Your Pantry? Thank you for having me.
You're such a great guest. Make sure to go get her book, Shop Cats from New York, and check out her blog that she never writes on, ilovecats.com.
I have cats.
I have cats.com. Tamar Auslanian, what a pleasure. I cannot wait till next time.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.